This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning again, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing Shavuot Daf HaShavuot. We're learning some Kof Daled. We're at the end of Sif Beis. The Mechaber said that if you were davening on the road and an animal was coming toward you, because obviously it's Erev Rosh Hashanah and you're trying to get the head of the ram, and the ram knows that, and you think the ram wants you to get its head? He's like, over my dead body. And that's what you tell the ram. Yes, over your dead body, I'm going to shecht you, and I'm going to take your head for the simanim. So he's running toward you. The only thing is, you're still in the middle of Shemana Esrei, and you're not going to be able to catch him right now. So the halacha is that, what do you do? Don't talk. Veer off the road. But otherwise, you're not allowed to move until you finish Shemana Esrei, unless you're up to the tachnunim after Tfila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Batachnunim sevkatan tes, the az mutter, because then it's permitted. Im ho'akira letzarech mitzvah ktsas. If the moving is for the sake of somewhat of a mitzvah, the halacha is you are allowed to move if you're up to the tachnunim after tefillah." So the Dirshu points out, according to the opinions in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Sivkatan Chav Aleph, that the Shriat Sibur needs to say Yu L'Ratzayin. Here too, he should first say Yu L'Ratzayin. So if you're up to Tachnunim, you're allowed to move if it's a mitzvah ktsas, the Mishnah Berurah adds. What's an example? Kegoin Masha Anu Noyagin Bashliach Tzibur. Shetekav Acher Chazaras HaTfila, right after Shel Tzibur finishes his Tfila, Oike Raglav, he moves his feet, V'yoyshev L'Tachnon, and he sits for Tachnon, V'mekoymois Shinoigin Loimer Tachnon, B'yeshiva, in those places that they say Tachnon sitting. V'chein Oila L'Bima L'Kriyas HaTayra, or he goes to the Bima for Kriyas HaTayra, Avshaloi, Higia Adayin L'Hakadish, She'im Tiskabel, She'poisea, by Hagimob Sios, even though he didn't say the full Kaddish to take the three steps back. Now, nowadays, you'll see Chazanim taking three steps back after their Chazar Sashatz. They totally made up a new custom, which has absolutely no basis. Chazanim should not take three steps back when they finish their Shemana Esrei, even though, in their mind, they look good. Like, you know, how could they, heaven forbid, sit down and say Tachnon? However, they have invented a new custom. Don't worry, it won't be the first thing that they invented, but that should be, you should throw rotten tomatoes at them. Obviously, you probably won't have them in shul, but you should go over them after and just say, there is no reason to take three steps back, there's no basis, they shouldn't do it. Why are they taking three steps back? They're allowed to sit down, and those three steps, they will ultimately take three steps back. When they say Kaddish Tiskabel. Or, we say in the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Adam Anicha Bezavas, Umaitzir Bezavas Acheres. Rabbi Akiva, you would leave him in one corner and you would find him in another corner. Why? May Roiv Kriyais Vishtachavais, from all the bending and bowing. So the question is, how is he able to be so mobile during the Shemana Esrei? All of his mobility was during the Elikai Netzar, was during the Tachnunim. V'anu b'tachnunim shalachar tefila. Avol shaloi letzorech. But if it's not for need, asr l'adam lazuz m'kaimai, person's not allowed to move, ad sheyifsa gimel p'sius, until he takes the three steps back. However, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch later on, Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, the Mechaber says that Shel Tzibur does not take three steps back at the end of Chazara. He's reliant on the Psiyos that he takes in Tiskabel. Oh, I'm sorry. The Mishnah Berurah says, if he wants to take three steps back, Ein Lem Chos B'Yadai. So hold on to your rotten tomatoes. No need to throw rotten tomatoes. You don't have to throw rotten tomatoes. If he wants, he could. But there's no need to. Now, let's say you finished the Shemana Esrei, so we say you're not allowed to move from your spot until you take the three steps back. However, says Rucham Knievsky, you don't have to keep your feet together. Meaning, like this, there's a guy behind you. He's davening a long arichos. He took out the telephone book to be mispalo for them. Yeah? So now you're stuck there for 3 hours. So you're stuck, but you don't have to keep your feet together. You know how to take the 3 steps back, but you also don't have to keep your feet together. Kasav ha'olas tamid la'achar shasiyam ha'tfila. After you finish manesir kaidim shamar oisa shalom, ein iser im akar raglav l'mitzvah k'tzas. It's not usser to uproot your feet a little bit. To uproot your feet for a small mitzvah. What like what? Kagan shekibdu oisa l'psichas arayin ha'kodesh. Let's say they're mechabed you for opening the arayin at the time that they say Avinu Malkeinu. Now, is that a mitzvah? So I would have said, we see a big chiddush from here, that psicha of the arayin is not a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah ksas. Okay, so many people, they spend big bucks on it, and may they continue to support the shul generously, but they're not actually getting a mitzvah by opening the arayin. It's only a small mitzvah. They get a big mitzvah for giving money to the shul. They get a small mitzvah for opening the arayin. But now we're going to learn they don't even get a small mitzvah for opening the arayin. Says the Mishmaros, Shaha'olam choshvim zeh ktsas l'mitzvah. People consider it a little bit of a mitzvah. It's actually not, but people consider it that way. I don't know why he's adding that. You know, is that a stira to what he said originally? The Mishnah Berurah himself called it a mitzvah ksas. When we come back from near the Yesh Lamar Kain Lachin Yiyu L'Ratzayin, they should first say Yiyu L'Ratzayin. So I'm not sure how to read this. Is it actually a mitzvah ksas? Or is it they only consider it a mitzvah ksas? Or if Jews consider something a mitzvah ksas, then it's a mitzvah ksas.
It's not mavur in the Chazal that you need to open the Akash of Bina Markeinu. But see, the people do that. See, if we do that, it's some reason.
He says, "Sha'olam choshvim zek tzas l'mitzvah," meaning it's really not, but people consider it. So, okay. Let's say you have a snake coiled around your leg. Don't interrupt. What could you do? What do you want to do already? You want to talk to it? Or you want to call the... You call a... what is it called? Control? I mean, who are you going to call? Snake control? I'm not sure. But you have to call the police. You're 911. What's going on? I have a snake coiled around my leg. You know how to talk? But you could go elsewhere. You could go somewhere else so the snake falls off. Aval akrav, if it's a scorpion paisek, you interrupt. Fishu muad yosel hazik. He's more primed to damage. If the snake, let's say, starts rattling its tail and is a bad, and its fangs look like it has deadly poison on it, at that point, it's a good time to talk and say, Mr. Snake, please don't do this. Or you could call the police. Okay. Sif katan yud, lo yafsik. Rotzalem aide diber, kugoin loimar la acher shiitzrenu. You want to, Yankel, could you please come here and remove the rattlesnake from my leg? V'chein kol asif zeh, this whole sif, v'sha'acher zeh, shemazker hefsik, mariha kol aide diber, it's all talking about speaking. Aval aide halicha mutter, to walk it's mutter, shalicha loy nikra hefsik. Okay, so basically we're talking about a snake that's not very dangerous. So you're not allowed to talk, but you're allowed to walk. V'davka hacha du l'tzorech l'hasar nachash. Here, you're allowed to do it to him because it's a need. Af d'talino d'minastam lo yisakan, even though we presume it will not be dangerous. Rabbi Yashiv asks an interesting question. He says, nowadays, most people in the big city, if a snake would coil around their leg, they would jump up on a table and start screaming. And in that case, they probably are not having kavana. So why would... So says Rabbi Yashiv, l'chein l'chayra bizmanenu, tzarch l'heshtanois din zeh, this din should probably change. The Bir Alacha says the reason why a snake has a lenient din is because most times it doesn't bite. But if there's a chashash that will kill you, then it will have a din of a scorpion. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is Masber. What do you mean most times it doesn't bite? Since when do we follow Roiv by Dinei Nefashos? You know, Chas V'Shalom, someone is not... Okay, I don't even want to say the case. But since when do we follow Roiv by Dinei Nefashos? He says that since Rubam Eina Mazikim and Eina Mamesim, it's like Loi Shchiach Hazeka. And in this case, since you're davening, you could be Soimech on Shluchei Mitzvah Eina Nizoiken. So you're right, in general we don't follow Roiv, but in this case, since most snakes don't bite, and you're davening, you could be Soimech on that. Frektuv Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to kill a snake on Shabbos. So how could you be Soimech on Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizoiken if you could even kill it? Also, he asks, you're not going to have Kavana. Also, Chamira Sakanta Me'isura. So he says, we're talking about a case where you see the snake is not angry. Let's say he's carrying a certificate. He just went to an anger management class, and you see he's very calm. But let's say he's angry, he has smoke coming out of his nose, then you'd be allowed to talk. Okay, fine. If you don't have a need, back in the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Sivkatan Yon, Mikri Halicha Gam Ken Ktsas Hefsik. If you don't have a need, walking would also be Hefsik. Chumash Pasak HaMechaber B'Sif Beis. Umuchan Lahazik. If you see the snake is angry and primed to damage, you stop. Says Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Be'inoi Kar Chalakevai. Even if he's not wrapped around your heel, Ela Shiroi Shabbat Negda, you see he's coming toward you, Paisek, you stop. You could interrupt if you see the snake is angry. But if you could veer away or run away, yitat, veer off, layafsik bedibor, and don't talk. So walking, when it comes to Shemana Esrei, is always better than talking. I think we saw that the Prima Gadim is masupik about that. However, yeah, the Prima Gadim Subkatan Daled. I'm sorry. Do you remember the Mechaber in Sif Aleph? The Mechaber in Sif Aleph said that if there's a king, it's better to abbreviate the Shemana Esrei. The Mechaber suggested that if you have a Melech Oved Gilulim, if you could abbreviate the Shemana Esrei by saying the beginning and end of the Bracha, you should abbreviate it, or veer off the road, but don't talk. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to abbreviate the Shemana Esrei than walk. And the Prima Gadim says, no, maybe it's better to walk. Walking is not a hefsek at all. So that's the rule in general. Walking is much less, meaning moving out of your Shemana Esrei is much less of a hefsek than talking during it. Dalet, Imra Shar Ba Kenegdei. There's an ox headed your way. Paisek, you interrupt. Shemar Chiking Mishar Tam. You distance from a shar tam, perish tam she'en rogel lahazik. Chamishim amais. Why don't we say roiv? Roiv shar tam, don't damage, you know? That's what the Mishnah Berurah said by a nachash, mishim de roiv pa'amim enoi noishich. So why by a shar? I guess, by the way, the roiv that we relied on was only not to talk. But you are allowed to move away. So here we're talking about moving away. So a shar tam, even though, why are you allowed to move away? Roiv shar tamim are not going to damage unless there's no such roiv. But anyway, imra shar ba kenegdei poisek. You can interrupt. Shemachikim mishar tam, perish tam she'en rag lahazik, hamishim ames, umimuad, Perasharagal hazik malay enav, as far as you could see. Vim shvarim shabamakim ahu muchzakim shen mazikim. If the ox in those places have a chazaka that they don't damage, enav poisik, you don't interrupt, says Mishmur. Vim shvarim vishar hamasairas, a neutered shar. Afilam eno yodea enav poisik. Even if you don't know whether he's an angry guy, you don't interrupt. That's only if he never damaged him, hizik. But if he has a reputation, even one time, even if the other oxen don't usually damage. Sif, hey, let's begin Sif, hey. Anytime you interrupt, if you delay the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing, Chayzer l'roish, you have to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. Says Mishabura, Imsha, afilo rak shtika ba'amah bli dibar, even with silence, afilo rak bein bracha l'bracha, even in between brachas. Kula, if you delay the amount of time to take that it takes to say the Hoshman Esrei, afilo oimed b'saif ha'tefillah, even if you're at the end of davening, and the amount of time it would take to say the remaining Shemayna Esrei is 30 seconds, but to say the whole Shemayna Esrei is 10 minutes, Misharina Mitchilas Tefillat Sefer. We evaluate it based on the time it takes to get from the beginning to the end. What if you stopped many times, and if you add up all the pauses, it's enough to finish the whole Shemayna Esrei? The pauses do not combine. What if you stopped in middle of Elikai Netzar and you didn't take the 3 steps back? That doesn't count. The stopping is only until Amarachas Amay Yisrael Bashalim. Chayzer v'imloy chazaras, if you didn't go back to the beginning, Elamakim Shapasak u'gemara. Let's say you said, you know, I'm not going back to the beginning. I'm going back to where I'm up to, and you finished. Sarach lachzer l'reish l'zbal gal tefillah. You would have to go back and say the whole Shemayna Esrei. V'hani mili shayu anis gamar. That's if you were a complete anis. Avil anis listim. But if they're just robbers, u'chahai gavna, sheniskel el, b'diyavid yatsa. B'diyavid you'd be. I'd say, ulai halacha, kahayesh oimrim hamakilin hanal, d'zol loy mikri anis. Maybe the halacha is like the yesh oimrim that we learned above, that unless it was absolutely extenuating, it's not called an oines. So really, if robbers came and you had to stop the amount of time to take the whole Shemana, say the whole Shemana, say, you should daven again, but b'di'eved, you'll be yoytze. Rabbi said, we'll hold it over here. Regarding tomorrow, I would do it at 9 o'clock. I'm just not 100% sure I will be finished and back from shul by 9 o'clock. Does 9:15 work for you? I'd rather do 9:15 because I know I'm more sure I could commit to that time. Does that work? Does that not work?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.